Some would say America's shift away from Judeo-Christian principles have not been a benefit, have taken us to a dangerous place. Others would argue that, of course, shifting to a more secular America is what the founding fathers always intended. I think there's a lot of gray area in there, and I think that we have seen the product of that over the last many decades. People taking down public monuments because they find them to be offensive in some way. I think people will find a way to be offended some days just for the sake of being offended. My next guest, Timothy Gordon, studied philosophy in pontifical universities in Europe, taught in Southern California colleges and elsewhere, and is the author of Catholic Republic, Why America Will Perish Without Rome. What does he mean by that? What is the connection? Timothy, welcome to the program.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks a million.
Good to have you here. You say it's time for a reexamination in part of where we came from, how we got here, and what is the foundational premise of your book then?
The foundational premise of the book is that America's republic, like all other republics, has been wired Catholic, even though it's labeled Protestant and it's currently functioning secular. So I show that there's something fundamental within the history, the tradition of republics, particularly the Catholic Republic, the American Republic, that is uniquely Catholic, the Catholic intellectual tradition about America. You know, if you like things like natural rights, you know, federalism or what we call localism, virtue ethics, that this is something that hails uniquely from the natural law tradition in the Catholic intellectual tradition. And it's not only not Protestant or an Enlightenment derivative, but it's actually antithetical to the Protestant and the Enlightenment traditions of modernism. So it's a very complex history. It's a very, very interesting look. But the book's not written for philosophers or theologians. I have kind of done all the heavy lifting and distilled all the principles in a hopefully easy-to-understand way.
Right. You write that some Catholics and Christians decry the deism of our founding fathers, claiming that outright anti-Christian principles lie at the heart of our Declaration of Independence and Constitution, crippling from birth our beloved republic. But you say, while having anti-Catholic bias at the originations of this nation, that some of the founding fathers secretly held Catholic views about politics and nature and other critical issues. Explain.
Sure, I think that's actually from the byline for the text, but the principle is still there. It's part of the complex history that I was alluding to. I mean, look at it this way. I'm not crazy. I'm not out here doing such a deep dive into America's history that I'm saying, you know, up and down. I'm not saying America's history is all Catholic. I'm saying it's crypto-Catholic, meaning that complex history, the vital nutrients for republicanism with a small r, are all Catholic, all from the Catholic intellectual tradition. But it's true that America was peopled by Protestants, you know, a particular kind of Protestant, usually Calvinist-leaning Protestants, and unique ones that were uniquely sympathetic to the ideals of the Enlightenment. So you couldn't just, you know, stick, you know, you couldn't just start quoting Aristotle, Thomas Aquinas, Robert Bellarmine, and, you know, Suarez or something. Instead, you had to, this is in fact what happened. The neo-Whigs, the American founders and framers, guys like Jefferson and Adams, they were citing from a history that had plagiarized these thinkers. And it's kind of a benevolent thing because they're pitching to, as it were, a country full of, you know, Enlightenment-friendly Protestants. So it's one of history's ultimate ironies that the American neo-Whigs were quoting English Whigs from, you know, the century before.
Right.
that guys like John Locke, and it was in the water. It was in the top of the reading list.
So it was in what they consumed. Timothy Gordon here, philosopher, author of Catholic Republic, Why America Will Perish Without Rome. But you say that in the current context of the world today. Do you think Rome is in some jeopardy of losing its influence, losing its way as well?
Well, yeah. I mean, if we're talking about the current curia, then, you know, no one's, I mean, there are a few that are better known for being critical of the current curia the last, you know, 50 years or so, even 100 years. Sure, but now that, again, we're talking the ideas of faith and morals that are unchanging are what cross-fertilize the ideas of republicanism, not the last 50 or 100 years worth of magisterium, including this current pontificate, which is obviously trouble. No, I'm talking about more basic things that people can get their teeth into. Like, for example, I mean, Martin Luther and, you know, John Calvin, these guys famously are, you know, they argued against human liberty, right? You know, they both literally believed in a kind of predestination. How does that square with the idea of republicanism? The basic idea is, you know, Martin Luther, one of his last published texts is called Against on the Bondage of the Human Will. Okay, you don't believe in human free will. How are you the greatest champion of human liberty or whatever Americans think he is? The Wall Street Journal published an article. You don't believe in the possibility of human virtue because of something called pillars of depravity. Well, how do you say, as most of the founders and framers did, that you know, no point in getting a good constitution without virtue in the people? You don't believe in it. How do you believe in the natural law when all of the Protestant Reformation was a rejection of the Aristotelian natural law? These ideas have to be squared. And I say they're working themselves out now with America's troubles. It doesn't have to be with my book, but some people have got to get squared to these really, really, really basic problems.
Well, I agree with that, but I think we continue to drift farther and farther afield. Timothy J. Gordon, author of Catholic Republic, Why America Will Perish Without Rome. Do you have a website or someplace people can check it out?
Yeah, thanks. You can go to sophiainstitute.com or just amazon.com, or your local bookseller will probably have it. But it's Sophia Institute Press. It's sophiainstitute.com.
Timothy, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks a million. I really appreciate you having me on.
Greatly appreciate it. Timothy Gordon here, author of A Catholic Republic, Why America Will Perish Without Rome. Still to come today, we're going to continue our conversation now on John Ratcliffe taking over for Dan Coats as the Director of National Intelligence. What will it mean going forward? We're going to talk about that, examine it a bit closer, plus so much more. Don't go anywhere. It is Monday. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July Sale. Savings.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in and out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this